If you've driven through downtown Birmingham, you've probably seen cranes towering over the interstate. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart looks at what's happening now and what's ahead for Interstate 2059.
Crews have been working now for more than 2 years on bridge replacement and lane realignment on I-2059 in downtown Birmingham. The project costs more than $700 million, shared by Alabama and the federal government. The good news, the end of the project is in sight. The not-so-good news, that end is not so near. November 2020, to be exact. DeJarvis Leonard is the lead engineer on the project for the Alabama Department of Transportation, ALDOT. He works from a trailer on Caraway Boulevard near the Central Business District, or CBD.
The bulk of actual disruption of traffic on 5920 and the actual closure of the CBD bridges will take place in the fall of 2018.
Leonard says other modifications to Interstate 65 ramps and the Red Mountain Expressway will be finished before the business district bridges are closed for replacement. Right now, about 10 construction cranes are working within 500 feet of each other, tearing out parts of a 5920 bridge over 28th Street. That's where the Red Mountain Expressway meets 2059. Project manager Adam Patterson is there.
This will be adding an additional lane on 5920 as you're coming around off Red Mountain Expressway. So as you come off Red Mountain Expressway, you won't have to merge as quick. You'll be able to stay in the lane you're in.
Engineers say they face tight deadlines to complete the project. If deadlines are missed, there will be penalties for contractors. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.